It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have fun storming the castle.
You bet your ass.
I don't like spam.
Not bad.
Nice.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. We're going to play Guess What's in Rob's Pants. Before that, I want to take care of some business.
Okay.
Tomorrow, when we're playing our Fat Daddy contest, we're also going to welcome Jeffrey Ross. He'll be live in studio. Probably one of the funniest lines of any comedian I ever, and it's a line I can't say on the radio.
That's how funny he is.
But it was at a Rob Reiner roast, and it was concerning Penny Marshall.
And I remember now. You know that
I wouldn't. Yeah. Penny Marshall with Penny Marshall's.
Right.
It was great. Jeffrey will be at the DC Improv. He is going to be there tomorrow through Sunday. Get your tickets at DCImprov.com.
Yes.
We're working very closely with them lately, and they're doing a lot of good stuff for us, so
they're
we
great.
Do appreciate that. And then the fat guys are going to be here all day long, and we'll be giving away, I forgot what the grand prize is for our Fat Daddy contest.
Huh? It's an eclair.
It's grand.
It's an eclair. It's just a brand new baked eclair.
The size of a car.
It's going to be fantastic. what else did I want to do? I wanted to mention something else. We already covered the Buzz Babes, right? That's been taken care of.
We'll have five here on Friday.
Friday is going to be our happy hour Friday.
Yes.
We're going to start at... started at 4:30 last week, which means we're going to start at 4 o'clock this week. We decided it's important to get it rolling just a little earlier.
That's right.
The good news is...
Happy hours.
Buzz is going to be debuting the Buzz Babes.
Yes,
and we have our transportation. We don't have our ultimate destination, but we have our transportation. A1 Luxury Limousine for all your limo needs. 703-942-8900 or go to simplelimo.com.
Do it.
Alex is the owner of the company. He will be our driver.
Hey, Alex.
The owner's driving.
Yes. They guarantee great service, Rob. Price match guarantee, and they are licensed and bonded.
Well, there you go.
With same-day reservations, no problem. A1 Luxury Limousines.
Wow. The official transport service of Destination O'Mara.
Yes, Destination O'Mara. Now, that has not been determined yet. We are certainly going to have our good fun here, and we don't want anybody driving. That's why we wanted to get this limo company as soon as possible, and we have yet to find out where we're going to end up. But we'd like to have a destination.
Uh-huh.
Please.
If you're the kind of person, certainly do it before Libby calls you. No, Libby, I love you.
You know
I love you, Libby. And we're looking forward to getting it any way we can. So, you guys, it's going to be a lot of fun on Friday. I'm excited about it. Are you all ready to play the game?
Yeah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
Do you know what time it is?
I know what time it is, Joe. Do you know what time it is?
I don't even have an opinion, Charlie.
I think I know what time it is.
I know what time it is. It's time to play
Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
Oh, spit on me, man.
That's the intro to Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
I love it.
Here's the way the game's going to work. Couldn't be any simpler for you, simpletons. 877-365-3636. Rob has brought in three items today, and they're all going to go into his pants at one time or another.
Wow.
Going to do them one at a time. You each are able to call Rob and inquire as to what's in his pants, but... Before we do that, I think you and I, Buzz, have to determine
select the first
item. Which of the first items we're going to Rob put in his pants.
Now, how this got started is Rob, especially in the summer, but all year round, wears these giant cargo pants with huge, massive pockets in them.
Yes.
And we thought there ought to be stuff in there, and that's
talk
how this
sexy, Buzz. There might be ladies
started.
Listening to this.
Well, they have huge pockets.
Rob wears unbelievable pants. He could actually be in one of those Cirque du Soleil shows, you know, or any kind of Shrine Circus where he pulls out, like, cars and stuff out of his pants.
I hold in my hands
yes.
the first object.
All right.
First of three.
Let's see. Okay.
Do you see what it is?
Can you tell what it is? Operate it for me.
I can pass it around if you like.
All right.
Would you like to hold it?
Yeah.
It's not been in my pants.
All right. I wouldn't mind holding it.
Examine the item. Item number one of three.
Let me see if I can examine that.
It's going into Rob's pants.
Wow. Now, I have a question.
Please, I will entertain a question.
All right. No, if I ask the question, it would probably give things away.
It'll say too much.
I will say this. The things are very unique, so if you get in the neighborhood, the judges will more than likely award you your prize.
All right, I'm going to write down.
Attitude.
Would I call this item this?
I know exactly what I would call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has a name for it.
But you go ahead and write down what you think. Yes, but it has a prefix.
Okay, now and that's what I was going to ask you. And would the prefix be this? Right here.
Hold on.
That works. He's got, a two-word prefix for it.
This is what I was looking for.
See, that's good.
Rob, the listener's friend.
But, as I said, anything in the neighborhood will win.
We'll be here till next Thursday if you do that.
No.
All right, let's see the second item. Buzz, do you want to handle this?
Yeah, I'd love
to. Very good.
Item number two.
I'm going to touch this before goes into Rob's pants.
Item number two.
Two of three.
Very good.
All right. Very good. The second item.
Would you like to hold it?
No, I don't need to hold
it. No need.
Especially, that would be a three-named item, correct?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
But again, as long as you're in the neighborhood.
Okay, as long as you're in the neighborhood.
Or even two words.
All right, right? Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see the third item. Ah.
Okay.
Very good.
Very clever. Very clever.
All right.
There are the three items.
The only clue I'll issue, all three items were found within easy reach at my home.
Well, of course.
Within easy reach. Now, here's what we're playing for. If you're local, we're going to play for a Larry the Cable Guy Witless Protection DVD. Actually, you can be anywhere in the country for that one. I wanted to say, if you're a country fan, we'll give you the choice. You can get a pair of tickets to see Ricky Skaggs.
Oh, he's very good.
Great mandolin player and great sort of bluegrass guy.
Guitar.
Also, Larry the Cable Guy DVD, a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt. And if you're local and you'd like to go to Northern Virginia's Brewfest at Morven Park in Leesburg, we'll let you play for that one, too. So,
dear,
without further ado, let's play Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
Ah!
Very scary.
You guys need to choose item one, number two, or number three.
What's it going to be?
I'd like the third item to be put in your pants.
I suspected as much.
Yes, I'd like the third item to be. Does that sound okay with you, Buzz?
I'm happy with that. Yeah.
Stand by.
All right, very
good.
I'm
putting it in my pants.
Oh, my God.
Ah!
Be careful, Rob.
It's inserted.
Is it all the way in?
Is it in your pants?
That's what she said. It has been inserted.
All very right. good.
My right. pants.
It's in his pants.
Without further ado, let's get right to it. Hello, Jay.
Hi, how's it going?
Jay, where are you calling from?
Wichita.
Wichita, Kansas. Jay, you know how the game works. You're going to get one question, and then you get to give one guess. Of course, very difficult for you, very easy for others later in the game. Everybody that is on hold listening to my voice right now, pay close attention, because each guess is a clue, and we're very, very excited about this. And you know what I was going to say is the longer it stays in Rob's pants,
yes, Mike,
the better it is for you. Oh, my.
That's
pollen,
always,
ladies and
it's
gentlemen.
It's always been true.
Jay, what is your question for Rob Spiewak?
My question is, was the item ever used by a 1960s game show host?
Oh, I see where he's going. No, it never was.
Ah.
All right, what is your guess, Jay?
My guess is an unopened Indiana Jones action figure with Fulton Idol.
No.
That's a good guess.
You're wrong.
Jay.
Thank you for playing, Jay. Let's go to Brian. Brian, where are you calling from?
Brian.
Tyson's Corner.
Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Okay, Brian, hey. You have a question and a guess.
Was this something that you brought back home from Disney?
No, it was not brought back from Disney.
Now we will need a guess, Brian.
A pair of Nazi armbands.
Not in my pants.
Not in his pants today. I'm terribly sorry, but a fine guess, Brian. Well thought out. Let's go to Michael in Kansas. Hello, Michael. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Guess what's in Rob's pants? You have a question and a guess.
Okay, gentlemen, is it plastic?
It is
plasticky.
It is fabricated from plastic, yes.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
What's your guess?
He's the listener's friend,
what's
isn't
your guess, Michael?
He is the listener's friend. Like, like it would kill you to just say yes, you son of a bitch. I love it, though.
He likes the drama.
I see how it is. Okay.
All right, go ahead, Michael. What's your guess?
Hazard a guess.
Is it a flashlight?
There is no flashlight in my pants.
Oh, I love the I like the dramatic pauses too.
See,
Let's go to Mark in Virginia. Mark, what part of Virginia are you calling from?
He's the queen of drama.
Calling from Leesburg.
Leesburg, Virginia.
Great town.
So you might want those passes to the Brewfest if you win, right?
I take that in a second.
Okay, let's have a question and a guess for Rob Spiewak. I love this music.
What's your question, huh?
Go ahead, Mark.
Is it used in the kitchen?
No.
That was, and incidentally, that was very generous of Rob to answer that. He could have been cryptic, but he chose not to be. Now we need a guess from you, Mark.
Okay, is it a PVC pipe?
That is not a PVC pipe in my pants.
Sorry, Mark.
Not as sorry as me.
It's a keeper, Buzz. Incidentally, this game from Buzz Burbank Studios.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Greg in Spokane, Washington. Greg, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, how are you doing?
How you doing? Question and a guess for Rob Spiewak. What's your question?
Would it usually be found in a desk?
I would say no. No, not found primarily in a desk.
No. So do you have a guess for us, Greg? Yeah.
A candle.
Remember, it was made of plastic, and so there is no plastic candle in my pants.
No, I would phrase it the way you did last night. That is not a plastic candle in my pants.
Okay.
Remember, Rob, it has to be phrased that way when we're playing Guess What's in Rob's Pants. And incidentally, the questions, so far I give the questions a one. They couldn't suck enough. You're not helping yourself. Really think about the previous questions.
Build.
And try to zero in on it.
Build on them.
Vanessa, yes. Fairfax, Virginia. Question and a guess for Rob Spiewak. And have you always wondered what's in Rob's pants?
I have always wondered what was in.
Yeah. No, we all
very good.
Wonder no longer and begin.
Does it squirt out white stuff?
Valid question. She simply,
does not.
It does not. What's in Rob's pants does not squirt out white stuff. Now it's time for your guess.
A can of whipped cream.
Oh, you wanted it to squirt out white stuff.
Oh, yes, I did.
That is not a can of whipped cream.
So sorry, Vanessa.
In my pants.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Vanessa. Oh, no problem.
You feel free to listen every day of the week, okay, Vanessa?
Oh, I do.
Very good. Let's go to Troy in Sacramento, California. Troy.
Hi.
Troy, hey, say hi to Florian for me. Troy, a guess and a question for what's in Rob's pants.
Rob, is it red?
Oh, the object.
Oh, okay.
It's angry and red. Yeah.
It has red on it. Yes.
Yes, that is a correct question. Way to go. Now, what is your guess, Troy?
Is it a cap gun?
Oh. I do not have a cap gun
in
my pants.
Let's go to John. John, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Question and a guess for Rob.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Michael. Rob. Buzz. What's up?
All right. Come on, John. Get it together.
Can you saute it with bell peppers?
Oh.
You could.
You could. You could.
I agree with the way you're playing the game.
Thank you.
Now, do you have a guess, smart guy, funny guy? Do you have a guess?
Is it a zucchini?
No, it is not. Thank
you. I do
very
not
much.
Have a zucchini in my pants, tard.
Let's go to Greg in Virginia. Greg, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. A question and a guess for Rob.
Okay, Rob. Is it recyclable?
I think not. I would say no.
Is it an empty bottle of Beck's beer?
I do not have an empty Beck's bottle in my pants.
Let's go to Bill in Fredericksburg. Bill, a question and a guess for Rob.
Hi, it's Harold.
Harold.
Harold sounds just like Bill.
Close enough.
Once a day. Once a day, whether I need him or not. Once a day. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, Rob.
Hey.
Is it used by a kid?
Yes. Oftentimes used by a kid.
Fair enough.
Is it a pacifier?
I do not have a pacifier in my pants.
Although.
John, Stafford, Virginia. You're next on Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
Okay, Rob, would it be something you use to reproduce sexually?
No.
What are people doing? I like the people that they're throwing caution to the wind because they could care less. Yeah. All right, we need a guess, John.
Okay, I guess it's a toy zeppelin.
It's a good guess. I do not have a toy zeppelin in my pants, although I have a few at home.
Let's go to Keith. Keith, you're on with Rob Spiewak. Guess what's in his pants?
Rob, has Mike... Buzz or anybody else touched it today?
We've all touched it. Remember, I passed it around the room.
Okay. Is it a pair of bikini underwear?
No, it is not.
I do not have bikini underwear in my pants.
Interesting.
Rick, you're next. Guess what's in Rob's pants?
Can you spend it?
No, you may not spend it.
Ah.
Well, I was going to say credit card, but oh well.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. And Rob?
Yes, Mike?
That means it's time for a hint. We need to have a hint on Guess What's in Rob's Pants, and I will leave the hint up to you because I know your hints are so wonderfully easy to understand.
Although the object in my pants remains popular, it was most popular in the 1980s.
Once again, the hint?
Although it remains popular The object in my pants was most popular in the 1980s.
What's in Rob's pants?
What is in my pants?
What's in Rob's pants? Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on with Rob Spiewak. Guess what's in his pants?
What color is it?
It has to be a yes or no
question. Has to be a yes or no. We have had red is one of the colors.
One of those hair bands that you put on, well, the girls put on their hair.
You don't follow the rules very well. Disqualify
Steve, you are disqualified. You get a question and a guess, and it has to be a yes or no question.
Everybody, add up the clues that you've heard so far.
Yes, let's go to Carol. Perhaps Carol can follow instructions better. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
By the way, Carol, that is not a hair band in my pants.
I got that impression.
Let's go a question, a yes, no question, and a guess for Rob. Go ahead, Carol.
Does it have buttons on it?
It has no buttons on it.
And now your guess, Carol.
Is it a portable, like a Walkman? Is it a Walkman?
That is not a Walkman in my pants.
Let's go to Robin. Robin, you're on with Rob Spiewak. Guess what's in Rob's pants? You get a question, a yes, no question, and a guess.
Hi. I'd like to know, does it have an off and on switch?
It does not have an off and on switch.
Okay, could it be a juicer?
That is not a juicer in my pants.
Not a juicer in his pants. Let's go to Sherman.
And Florian.
Is this Sherman?
Yes.
Okay, Sherman, a question.
Hercules.
Hello, Sherman. Sherman's so pretty. You're so cute, Sherman. Do you have a question and a guess for Rob?
Yes, is it wood?
Remember the question about plastic? Sherman, no, it is not wood.
No, got to pay attention, Sherman.
Adam, wasted your question.
But Rob, you have to answer them properly.
All right. Well, he hasn't guessed yet.
Yeah, give him a guess, Sherman.
Is it a fire engine?
That is not a fire engine in my pants.
That's a shame. I wanted to hear Rob. See, I wanted just to hear Rob say that is not wood. Okay,
in my pants.
Let's go to Eric in Kansas. Eric, you're on with Rob. Go ahead.
Does it have a spring in it?
Ooh, that's tough.
To the best of my knowledge, I don't think it has a spring in it. Mm. No spring.
No spring.
Well, I'm still going to go down that same path of thought. Is it a Pez dispenser?
That is not a Pez dispenser in my pants.
All right.
Jamie, I have my next clue prepared when you're ready to show it.
We have three more calls before we get a clue. Jamie from Leesburg, you're on. Guess what's in Rob's pants? You get a question and a guess.
Does it have hair?
It didn't when I put it in my pants. No, there is no hair on it.
What's your guess, Jamie?
I was going to say Cabbage Patch Doll.
That is not a Cabbage Patch Doll.
But he was paying attention to the clue with popular pants. In the 80s
exactly.
Also.
Like
Let's
that.
Go to Ross in Lincoln, Nebraska. Ross, you're on with Rob. Guess what's in his pants? You get a question and a guess.
Okay. Rob, does it take batteries?
No. No batteries required.
I'm going to go with, is it, that blows the plastic thing up, is it a Trapper Keeper?
A what?
A Trapper Keeper.
Trapper Keeper.
Great guess, but no, that is not a Trapper Keeper in my pen. That was a binder that you would keep your folders in.
A Trapper Keeper. Okay, and our last, before we get another hint,
contestant
Mark
number 18
from Reno, guess what's in Rob's pants?
Okay, my question, Rob, do you still have anal fissures?
Oh, somebody's having fun and not playing the game. Mark, do you have a guess? I'm going to actually give you a chance to guess.
Save yourself, Mark.
Is it a stapler?
No, it is not a stapler. We're not going to waste time with you. Not taking the game seriously. And guess what that means?
What does it mean?
It's time for another clue on Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
Yay. Do we need to recap the first clue?
Yes, the first clue. I remember the first clue. You said it was popular during the 80s.
Though it remains popular today.
Uh-huh. It was most popular in the 80s. Right. Yes, absolutely. What is your second clue? Let's break open the second clue.
The second clue is a one-word clue.
One word.
Geometry.
Ooh. Ooh. Yes, that is a very good one. Oh, let's go. All right, Rob from New Mexico, I believe it is. Rob, you're on with Rob Spiewak. What is your guess for what's in his pants?
Can you stick it?
Stick it?
Yes.
No, I cannot stick it.
Is it a protractor?
No, that is not a protractor in my pants.
Let's go to Andrew in California. Andrew, guess what's in Rob's pants?
But remember how popular protractors were in the 80s?
Yeah, really. Andrew, do you have a question and a guess?
Rob, is it round?
Exactly, not round. No, it is not round at all.
Well, then it has to be a Rubik's Cube.
Oh!
Winner!
Winner!
Yes!
Winner! Congratulations, sir. You are the big winner. You have
Woo-hoo!
Guessed what is in Rob's pants.
It was a Rubik's Cube.
Oh, wow.
Designed by, I believe, Austrian Erno Rubik.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Erno Rubik?
Erno Rubik.
Oh, man, his oversized head. All right, a choice for you, Andrew, between, I should have been, with this many contestants, should have been a bigger prize. Your choice between a Mike O'Mara t-shirt and a Larry the Cable Guy Witless Protection DVD, available now on DVD and Blu-ray.
It has to be a Mike O'Mara t-shirt.
Mike O'Mara t-shirt. Congratulations.
A fine choice.
Andrew, whereabouts in California are you calling from?
Martinez,
California. You have done them proud. You're the very first winner on Guess What's in Rob's Pants. Thanks for playing the game, Andrew.
Thank you.
I'll put you on hold
wow,
here.
I guess I need to say this now.
Yes?
Why, yes. That is a Rubik's Cube in my pants.
Well, Rob, that's all the time we have for Guess What's in Rob's
darn
Pants
the luck.
Today.
Yeah.
That is a shame. We're going to come back and have our Hollywood buzz. And later on the broadcast, H.D. Bissinger will be on the show. Buzz Bissinger. He's the author of Friday Night Lights, and he's got a lot to say about blogosphere cool. action. So we'll be talking to him. And also our audio vault coming up and more of your phone calls.
Yay.
That's all coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Congratulations and thanks to everybody that called in.
Yeah.
For Guess What's in Rob's Pants. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.